Chapter 8. But... Okay, let's hear it. Objection number 1. If your business depends on your sphere of influence, then you don't have a sound business model. If you only depend on your SOI for business, what about after you've exhausted your SOI? One of the misperceptions of a business based on SOI-generated referrals is that it is dependent on consistently bothering your friends and family, and once they're sick of you, you're toast. Besides, if you only have 50 people in your sphere of influence, that's not enough to provide a steady stream of good business. This makes a lot of sense on the surface. But as we described earlier, your SOI covers far more territory than just your friends and family. It also includes everyone you meet in your day-to-day wanderings, whether you meet them as a result of your real estate activities or your social calendar. If you have other promotional techniques you enjoy and that work for you, use them. There's nothing wrong with calling up for sale by owners or expireds, or with holding open houses and sitting on floor time. Web leads and relocation buyers can be great too. Just don't forget to add all these prospects to your SOI database and treat them as if they're special to you. If you treat them respectfully and not like a number, they will be special to you soon enough. If you simply market to them and then forget about them, you've probably wasted your time, money, and energy. Objection number 2. My buddy's sister-in-law just started selling real estate. She now approaches all of her relatives repeatedly for business. Everyone in her family is now avoiding her. This is the most common objection to pursuing one's SOI for business and referrals. However, contrary to popular belief, an effective SOI strategy is not about bothering your friends for their business. Sure, that's a common tactic, and many real estate agents give up on a sphere of influence business model because they suspect their friends are sick of hearing from them. And they're probably right. But seducing your SOI is much different from marketing to your SOI. When you market to your SOI, you are promoting you. You are bragging about you. You are asking them to help you. You aren't doing anything to show them that you care about them. When you seduce your SOI, you're letting them know you think they're special, and their friendship and support are important to you. Besides that, you're a whole lot of fun to be around and an all-around good friend, who happens to be a real estate agent. Objection number 3. Family and friends always ask for a little kickback or commission rebate just because they know you. Yeah, and what's wrong with that? It's the way of the world, and we as real estate agents are not immune from it. If your father is a CPA, do you really expect to pay his full hourly fee if he prepares your taxes for you? If your best friend is a bartender, don't you get a few drinks on the house? For your family and best friends, I don't see anything wrong with cutting your sacred commission to honor the relationship. Should you do this for everyone? No, of course not. But contrary to urban myth, your friends won't always ask for a break. In fact, my friends rarely do. I'm much more likely to get commission objections from strangers. Objection number 4. If you screw up, you lose a friend. So don't screw up. Seriously, when you work with your friends, make sure you check everything twice, return phone calls quickly, and stay on top of the details. Your friends will be your biggest cheerleaders if you do a good job overall. If you do make a mistake, step up to the plate and take responsibility for it right away. Then solve the problem. Sometimes these mistakes are wonderful opportunities to demonstrate your integrity and creativity. Objection number 5. Family doesn't take you seriously. They see your new job as some kind of hobby. Well then, if this is the case, don't worry about promoting to your family for a while. If your family doesn't see you as a reasonably competent human being, be patient. Once they see you've hung in there and made a respectable career for yourself, they'll come around. Objection number 6. I don't want my friends and family to feel obligated to use me if they don't want to. If you don't believe you are a good real estate agent, if you believe your friends and family can do better elsewhere, by all means, leave them alone. You should never obligate anyone to work with you simply because of a personal relationship. I mean, come on. Isn't it annoying when a friend of a friend pursues your business just because you have a mutual acquaintance? I was guilted into signing up for prepaid legal by a friend of a friend, who never even bothered to sell me on the prepaid legal concept. She just took advantage of our one-step removed friendship to obligate me to purchase it. A few years later, she sold me an Aflac policy that I didn't need. She just sat me down and showed me where to sign the application. I felt used and certainly never referred her to anyone else. This is how a lot of real estate agents approach their spheres of influence. They assume that because a personal relationship exists between them, their friends and family are obligated to use the agent for real estate services. When their friends and family appear to balk at supporting the agent's business, The agent makes the assumption that SOI business doesn't work, and he moves on to other less personal marketing strategies. In other words, marketing to strangers. For sale by owners, expireds, a geographic farm, newspaper readers, or web leads. But if you're competent and responsive and creative, and you desire to serve your clients to the absolute best of your ability, your friends and family will be delighted to work with you. No obligation required. Objection number 7. Every experienced agent I talk to says I need to market to a geographic farm, that if I throw enough doo-doo against the wall, something will stick. Somehow we get the idea that we need a shot at every piece of real estate business in the city in order to succeed. But we don't. If this is your first year, you really only need to sell 10 or 20 properties to have a banner year. That's only 10 or 20 people in your whole town who have to hire you. It's tough to get 10 or 20 clients by throwing doo-doo against a wall, especially for new agents on limited budgets. It's not likely there are 20 strangers out there sitting by their mailbox waiting for your fancy farming postcard. But there certainly are 20 people in your sphere of influence who would be delighted to help you, if you approach them correctly.